Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio, this is Knicks Post Game Live. Sunday night Knicks. CP from the Knicks Fan TV, my man Jay Ellis from the Nick of Time Show. Knicks fall to the Timberwolves by the score of 103 to 92. They were no match. They were no match for the Timberwolves, but nevertheless, we're going to break it all down for you guys, get your phone calls, hear from Knicks fans. We're going to hear from Knicks fans about this James Dolan fan gate. If you guys hadn't heard, a Knicks fan shouted to James Dolan during the Knicks-Kings game to sell the team. James Dolan did not appreciate that and likely banned the fan from the game. So, we're going to get your reactions on that as well. So stay tuned. We're going to get started shortly. This is the pregame show.
Jeez, man.
Whatever.
I'm still kind of watching the game. I got to like the fourth quarter.
Okay. All right, cool. What are you up to now? Were you up to like when they made that run?
They're down by 12. I don't think they made another run after that.
No, I think that was about it after that. They did. They cut it to, I believe, 8 or 9 with about 3 minutes left.
Okay.
Yeah.
Jeff Teagues. Man. That's just 28 and 3 days. Okay, let's see if he's in there. Knox travels every time. Bro.
Yeah, he does.
They just stop calling. Man. Oh my God! Like every single time. Oh, come on.
What's that?
I'm yelling like I don't know we lost the game. It's like, yo, give Mitch that block. You know, foul, it's bull. I'm still down here. I'm chanting at the yell at the screen on the we lost.
Yeah.
Jeez, I'm just saying it's horrible.
All right, ready?
Yeah, let's go.
All right, here we go. All right, here we go. Starting up. Dave, shout out to Dave. All right, we're going to get started. In 2 seconds. Just want to make sure my sure. Ready to start up?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Starting the stream up. Post game live, Sunday night edition. CP from the Knicks Fan TV. My man Jay Ellis from the Nick of Time Show. Knicks take the show on the road. Jay Ellis for the first of 3 road games. Second of a back to back. And they fall to the Timberwolves by the score of 103-92. Just didn't have it tonight, man. Timberwolves coming in shorthanded. No Wiggins, no Towns. It was the Damian Dotson show to start the game off.
Yeah, Damian Dotson.
We talked about him at length yesterday with Tommy Beer. Good show.
Yeah, catch that if you haven't.
Catch that if you haven't. But, at the end of the day, man, Dotson's heroics. Mitch had a solid game as well, but... We just couldn't get it together defensively. and that was all she wrote, man. What was your takeaways from tonight's loss?
Yeah, same, man. I really like what I see from Dot. He was aggressive. He was getting shots. He seemed like he's in rhythm. I'm just hoping to see this next season. I think he could be a nice rotational player for next season. I hope he keeps that up and just keeps that shooting accurate and aggressive. Well, shout out to Dot. Knox had somewhat of a good game.
Yeah, he bounced back. I thought he had good intentions out there. I thought he kept it aggressive. Had some better shooting numbers out there as well.
Yeah, so shout out to Kev. He was looking great. Return of Noah Vonleh, too. Played 27 minutes.
Yeah.
8.6 rebounds. You know, he getting his post in the post launch.
Decent outing for Vonleh as well, yep.
Yeah, but I really like Mitchell Robinson, man. What else can you say about this kid?
Money Mitch.
8.10 rebounds, 5 blocks. Super active. I love Mitch, man.
Your statement game's bold prediction was matched by the first half. I believe it was over 3.5 blocks. Mitch probably had about 3 or 4 by the end of the second quarter, man.
Yeah, exactly. No one can get over that guy, man. Yeah. I feel like he could have had 6 blocks. There was some BS calls that was happening, but it's all right.
Mitch is ridiculous, man. How about the stat that Tommy Beer gave us yesterday on Mitch, saying that he's averaging around 70-something percent field goal percentage and almost 80% free throw percentage, only two to ever accomplish that, Wilt Chamberlain and DeAndre Jordan's teammate, funnily enough.
Yeah, it just makes you believe that this guy is going to be a player. You feel like, damn, he's destined for some type of Hall of Fame accolade. That's what you think when you see his name next to those guys, and those are the only type of guys to do it, and he's doing it at such a high level in his rookie year. We have high hopes for Mitch, man. Very, very high hopes that this kid can come out and be special.
I'm telling you, man, Mitch is going to be a problem. And like Tom, you said, he's putting these numbers up, and he doesn't even have a good point guard play, and that's the next place I'm going to take it. Fan base has been pretty tired of the Moutier act as of late.
Yep.
He just didn't give it to us tonight, man. 5 turnovers from Moutier. I hate to bring up the old nickname, J. Ellis, but yeah.
The booty back?
Yeah, he's back. He's back. He's back, man. Moutier just didn't give it to us. And you know, I thought DSJ, although he had about 4 or 5 dimes and you know, 13 points, I just didn't think – it was just way too much one-on-one ball. We just couldn't get – the guards just weren't able to get any type of flow to the offense. And, you know, there was too much stagnation going on.
Yeah, man. Like, when he first came to the Knicks, I really admired the way he broke down the defense and found shooters.
Yeah.
In the corner, and found his teammates. I felt like he did that pretty well for us. I felt like our assist numbers rose when he came to this team. And didn't have that tonight, but hopefully – you know, we can continue on that route like he did when he first got here. You know, we got to make shots, too.
Got to make shots, man. We were able to cut it to about 8 points or so with about 3 minutes left. The game was pretty much out of hand for the most part, though, at that point. You know, they made a little run at it, cut the lead to about 10, as you see in the highlights, with about 2:50 left. But that was about it, man. We just couldn't get the stops. Couldn't get the proper stops. Here you see Tyus Jones put the nail in the coffin. And then that was pretty much all she wrote, man. That was pretty much all she wrote.
All she wrote, man. I don't know. We have a rough road trip ahead of us.
Yeah. The tank should be strong. It should be formidable,
man,
by the time we return back to the
goal. Yes. Antimantium tank.
Yeah.
Is what we're going to name this, man.
Exactly.
Impenetrable steel. I don't know how we got Raptors, Pacers.
Yep.
We got heavy hitters coming up on the road. Hopefully, our ego will survive this. Oh, the Spurs are definitely going to want to get that rematch going.
Hell yeah! So the Spurs are going to be tight, man, and the Spurs are fighting to keep their playoff hopes alive. So they're going to be playing spirited ball. So that's going to be a tough one. You know, Pop is going to mentioned to them that they got washed at MSG. So,
oh yeah,
you know, he's going to galvanize his troops. You know, not to nitpick, but, you know, didn't need to see Lance out there again. you know, trying to muddy up the tank. You know, we got something going. The last thing you want to do, sometimes Lance could be the anti-tank, man. So sometimes he could be the anti-tank because he tries too damn hard.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I know some people don't like Lance, but he's actually been playing okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
He hasn't been terrible.
That's what I'm saying. You got to sit him down before he makes a stop or something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, we're like, we got on the floor way too much.
Fact. Well, you know, listen, he got 12 points tonight. I would have liked to have seen Cornette and Ellington get those minutes.
Yeah.
What is the point of going with a shorter bench and going with Lance? I would have loved to just seen Cornette and Ellington get those minutes. I thought DeAndre was relatively ineffective. I thought this was probably one of his worst games that he's had. It wasn't too good today.
Nah, he really was shot like 25% or something.
Yeah,
DeAndre,
it was off night for him.
Yeah, and he's a career, 70% shooter? Like the highest field goal percentage in the league, and he shot 25%. I just, you brush that off through like a weird day. I don't think you're going to have too many of these like that for DeAndre. But I kind of agree with you. At this point of the season, what I want to see from Fizz is I want to see Mitch has to start now, man.
Yeah.
Right?
Why not?
Mitch has to start.
Absolutely.
At the end of the season, you're not winning nothing. You're worried about, you're just worrying about all these, the rotations from the second. No, get Mitch starting with Dennis Smith Jr. See what that's going to look like. You know what I'm saying? Like, start something like, let's keep tinkering right now.
That's a fact. Yeah, I'd love to see Mitch and DSJ get some more minutes together as well. I don't see what's stopping Mitch from starting. But you know what? While I don't see anything wrong with it, I kind of like them kind of pacing him a little bit. We gotta keep him on ice, JL. So I don't want to overwork the kid too much. You know what I'm saying? He's still got to build up. Make sure he's staying light, staying off those feet too much. And we got to keep him healthy, man. Make sure he's
healthy.
You
can keep him healthy. You don't have to pay him more minutes. I'm just saying give him
starting.
Let him start. We got Knox out here starting.
That's true.
Yep. And the whole season.
Yeah.
And Mitch outplayed Knox.
Yeah.
So to me.
Yeah.
To be honest, Trier's outplayed Knox too.
Right.
But Knox is starting. So you know what I mean?
He's starting, yeah. No, hey. Yeah, like you said, I mean, even if he starts, whether he starts or comes off, he could still get the same minutes. But it would help from a defensive standpoint if he did start the game. Check out these I posted up these stats that they put up at the pregame. Mitch first 50 games versus Patrick Ewing first 50 games in blocks. 118 blocks for Mitch, 103 for the captain. 2.36 blocks per game to 2.06 blocks per game. Mitch is coming off the bench, man.
Yeah, if you put those minutes up per game for that first season, I don't know if they'll be even close. So that makes it even scarier.
Makes him even scarier, bro.
Yeah, I want to see that. I want to see that minutes per game, but that's telling right there.
Facts.
And he's at 118 blocks. He's eclipsing. He still has, 18 games to go?
I think we're at about 16. What's our record right now? Record right now is we're 13-53, 40 games under 500.
Oh, yeah.
A solid 40 games under 500. The tank is strong. So we have, 64? Yeah, we got about 18 games left.
Yeah, 18 games left.
66, sorry. No, we got 16 games left. I was right the first time. 16
games.
Okay,
16 games left.
Yeah.
Yeah, 16 games
left, man. So.
Yeah, 16 games left. We figure you probably only get two blocks a game.
Yeah. Currently third in the league in blocks per game.
It's like we're probably going to have more blocks minimum for the season.
That's a fact, man. That's a fact. So.
And I don't get a math. I just did that in my head.
Hey, that was good. That was good, man. You sharp, man. Yeah. Shout out Jay Ellis, man. Shout out everybody in the chat, man. Shout out everybody watching us, wherever you guys are watching us from, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Twitch. We're everywhere. You know what I mean? Shout out to you guys, man. I see all the regulars in here. Yao Song checking in from Belgium, JL. So I don't even know what time it is over there. So he's checking in early. I see people requesting international. We're going to get our international callers in here. We're going to figure it out. I'm going to get that figured out so we can start hearing from our international callers that want to weigh in. But listen, the fact that that's a problem to have is a good problem to have for us, Shales. You know,
yes, it
you know
is.
What I mean? It's a good problem to have.
Oh, somebody said it was 32. See, I was going by the 18. That's
okay.
15.
All right, all right.
I'll be 18 times.
Hey, that means somebody's listening, man. That
there you
means
go.
Somebody's listening, man. Shout
16.
Out. Yeah, man. Shout out Marshall checking in North Dakota. North Dakota Marshall, Dan Wynn, Nick's feed in here, Ari in here. What's going on?
All right.
Ari says, what's good with the next watch party? This is next Friday.
Friday
coming.
This Friday. The Friday
this
coming.
Friday
yeah.
coming. Nick's Spurs. And I'll put up the graphic in a little bit, but yeah, it'll be Knicks Spurs for sure. What else? We're gonna talk about the Dolan fiasco too. We're gonna talk about the Dolan fiasco too after we take a couple phone calls. We'll get your thoughts on it. And statement games. Somebody's gonna go home with this snapback, brand new JL. It's not your gas station snapback. This is new era, not flu era.
Oh, word? I don't know, man. I don't know.
These ain't the flu era. These ain't the Canal Street flu era joints, bro.
Oh, okay. I see the line. Okay,
yeah.
The line name with the. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Shout out to Shells.
Tickets still on
Shells
it? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, no, these ain't the Canal Street special, Shells. Make no mistake about it.
Okay. All right.
Make no mistake about it. All right. First call up, Max from the Bronx. Let's talk about Moody and Fizdale. Max, how you feeling, bro?
CP, J. Ellis, what's good, boy?
How you feeling, man?
What up?
Chilling. Listen, man. You know, Moutier had, like, a good, like, I guess, 10, 15-game stretch early on. But, you know, he's back to normal, right? He's back to falling. He's back to these awful turnovers. And is he, like, the only one who can't throw Mitchell lob? Like, he's the only one who literally can't do it.
Lob, the Gotham lob is no good with Moutier, man.
No, he can't do it. He seriously can't do it. So, now this goes to the bigger problem, which, at least on Nick Twitter, I started to mention it. If, say, the Knicks don't get no free, like, big-time free agents, right? I think Fizdale doesn't last the year because he has been the worst, one of the worst coaches in the league in terms of just logic based. Like, he'll sit a player like Frank, who just plays defense, plays hard, but is not good offensively, but plays Moutier, who literally, Moutier will fall on the floor, turn the ball over, and have a wide open three because he's on the floor. That happens literally every game. That you can bank on that happening every game. So you had Kadeem Allen, right, who is not as talented as Moutier, plays hard, he plays smart, he makes winning plays, but you this infatuation with Moutier, no one gets it. No one understands. No one gets this. You know what I'm saying? And at some point, you have to look at, all right, forget about the players. Look at the coach and who's doing all the rotations. He's on the clock. Just not because we're losing a lot. It's not about losing. It's how we're losing and how we keep losing the same exact way. You know what I'm saying? Like, DeAndre Jordan, he's not athletically, he's not the same person, right? So DeAndre had some, I hate to say it, some Ennis Cantor-type defense tonight. Taj Gibson.
Yeah, he was terrible. Taj Gibson was eating his food. Saric was catching him. It wasn't DeAndre's best show.
Yeah, DeAndre.
So,
Go ahead.
Yeah, Max.
Oh yeah. So, I want your opinion on what do you really think about Fizdale at this point? Like, you've seen him enough. I know we have to give him a year or two, but honestly, what do you think of him?
Oof. It's a loaded question, JLs.
Yeah.
It's complicated. It's like those Facebook relationships, man.
I still don't know what to think of. I know people are kind of written him off completely. I haven't really written him off completely yet because I don't know what to – like, there's certain things that annoy me about him. Like, I understand, for instance, I understand why you would go with Moutier over Kadeem, right? To me, it's not basketball reasons. It's contract reasons. The same reason why Tim Hardaway Jr. was in a pool. It was contract reasons. So I understand that. But I still want to see, I guess my thing with Fizz is I want to see more accountability for people blowing defensive assignments. I think that's my biggest thing with him right now.
Yeah.
Not necessarily the weird rotations, but just keeping people accountable for their bad defense. I'm hoping when we have a more of a set team, the rotations won't be as weird. You know what I mean?
To me, it's like you can't make the same mistake all the time. It's like at some point you learn. But I just wanted to comment on the Dolan thing. Am I like the only one who doesn't think it's a big deal? Am I the only one who thinks like nothing about Dolan is a secret? He's kind of petty. He doesn't like the media. If anything, I think that makes him look good for like a potential Kyrie and Kevin, because you know he don't like the media just as much as they don't like the media. So he knows he's gonna protect them as much as possible. And be honest, right? CP, you own the Knicks, right? You minding your business. You got four chicks with you. You minding your business.
That's
my business. Walking
out
their window.
Yeah.
Right? You doing your thing. You have a. You're gonna play some jazz music later. And some weirdo goes, oh, sell the team. All right, so watch them someplace else. You want me to sell the team? So get out. What are you here for? So bye. See you later. Am I the only one who don't care? Like, I don't care. Like,
we're going to get into it next segment. We're going to get into it next segment, man.
I'm with you. I'm kind of with you. I'm not.
We're going to get into it next segment, man. But just hold that thought, though, Max. Listen, my opinion on Fizz is this is early. It's his first year. I'll say this, JLs. Yes, there are some things that, you question with Fizz. You know what I mean? There's a lot of things you question with Fizz. At the same time, this is a young team. It's a terrible team.
Yeah.
Lacking a lot of talent. Look at, Philly has all of a sudden turned Brett Brown into the second coming. I guarantee you he won't be out of a job if he ever leaves there again. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
It's part talent, part coaching. And right now it's the scales are tipped one way where we're just focused on the coaching. Listen, if you're going to talk about Mitchell Robinson, you the coach has to get some credit. You're going to talk about ISO, the coach has to get some credit. If you're going to talk about Vonleh's play in the early parts, Moutier's play sparingly, Knox is hot. You know, you got to talk about Fizdale. So
yeah.
I will say this, if we don't upgrade the talent next year, they're gonna give him a hard time.
I
think they're gonna give him a hard time, bro.
Who's they? You say they.
I just think the jitters are gonna start because I don't think we're patient enough to really sit through a Philly style rebuild of like 3 years of just being absolute nothing.
Well, it's really on that front office. The front office is patient enough.
Yeah.
Then they'll sit through the Philly rebuild. The fans can, chant all they want, but we don't have a pen. They got the pen. So.
Right. But see, the issue is that when the fans start stirring, then the media starts stirring, then all eyes is back on us, then it goes back to the front office, then it goes back to the owner. Like, what do we do? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it really depends if the owner is going to stay true to his word. If the owner stays true to his word and let the front office, then we should be all
right.
That's really what it is. Like, if you're like, listen, man, you told us you was going to give us X amount of time to get things right, so let us do it, and you stay out of it because he said he's going to stay out of it, and he's been out of it. So we'll see if that trend stays true and the front office can actually pull some moves. We already like some moves that Ninja P pulled off already.
Yep.
So hopefully he keeps pulling those moves, man. And this Moody thing is going to be interesting. For real.
Yeah, because like I said, I don't think as much as I thought he was completely not a discussion. I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility.
Yeah, and now that he's struggling too, like Frank those last 12, 10 games, Frank might come back into the picture. They might try him at guard again.
Yeah.
If he keeps struggling the way he's struggling.
It's true. Yeah, true indeed. True indeed, man. What else? Yeah, I mean, like I said, that's just my take on Fizz, man. That's just my take on Fizz. Let's see what people in chat think. Shout out everybody in the chat. Once again, hit that thumbs up button. Hit that subscribe button for your boys. Pedersen's in here. What's going on? Marshall says we have to give enough rope to Fizz before we start calling for Fizz's head. Yeah, we got to give him time, man. We always do this with every coach, man. First year we start panicking. And, yes, like I said, he's not perfect by any means. But, like I said, I want to see the talent infusion first. I want to see this team at a full deck before we really put an opinion on that.
If Mark Jackson was here, the same thing would be happening. Trust
mm-hmm.
me.
Mm-hmm.
Trust me. People would be tired of Mark. With these rotations, the same thing would happen.
Same thing. Same thing, man. Let's go to Kareem in Manhattan. He wants to talk about Dotson and the future of the Knicks. Kareem, what's going on, bro?
Yo, what's going on, fellas?
How you feeling, bro? All
right.
Good, man. Good, man. Yo, shout out to you guys, man. One, you know what I'm saying? I'll definitely be doing your thing. Long time listener.
Thanks,
I called in a few times. Yeah. Yo, Jay Ellis, man. I'm saying, man, you know, I love your podcast, man. You know, just one thing I got to say, man. I gotta come a little quicker, man. I got to come a little quicker with it, man. Come on, man.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I know. Yeah, last week we had a maintenance day. We had a maintenance day last
Nah, the snowstorm was threatening,
and we was like, what's happening? But we coming back Tuesday. Don't worry, we got you Tuesday.
Okay.
Tuesday, these next week
podcasts
will be lit.
All right, for sure, man. You know, supply and demand, man. You start turning us into things, man. We need that fix, baby. You know what I mean?
they said they need it.
My bad. I'm
hungry, JL.
My bad. I'm going to feed you. I'm
going
to feed you Tuesday. Hold on. I just came from recording, and now I'm back on post game. So
he's
in my first concept for you, please.
No doubt, man. No doubt, man. I just wanted to put that out there because I like your show, man. Whereas I listen to a bunch of podcasts, and y'all have more than the other guys. You know what I'm saying? A lot of guys, they just straight analytics. Y'all get into a little bit of everything, man. I really enjoy it. So I just wanted to, you know, shout y'all out on that.
Yeah.
But,
yo,
salute,
man.
Sure. You and your boy. You and your people, y'all got good chemistry. But, okay, let me stop patting your back, man. Let me get to the
–
let me get
to
No doubt. Now, I really want to speak about Dotson. I don't know if I said Knox, but yeah, I want to speak about Dotson, man. I like what Dotson is doing, man. He's really stepping up. Like, he's finding his niche. You know, he's trying to be in that Klay Thompson mode. He figured out who he wants to be, and I think that's what this is about. You know, with Fizdale, he's trying to get these guys time to form an identity of who they are and moving forward. He's not trying to tell these guys who they are. He's trying to let these guys find their own niche, and Dotson is. He's showing that he's definitely taking the lead as far as progression from second-year players and just all around on the team. And he's looking like a real go-to guy. So I'm going to, you know, give him some props. And what you said about Fizdale, I agree. You know, right now this is developmental. So, you know, we see the young guys making progress. We're seeing some guys not making as much progress as the rest. But I think the main thing about Fizdale is his attitude. You know, guys like Thibodeau, you know what I mean? Like, these guys are old and they bitter. And even Hornacek, you know, you could see the expression on his face and, you know, the frustration. I know Fizdale's been talking to Dennis Smith Jr. about body language, and Fizdale always has great body language. So I think we need to give him some more time as far as the record and the X and O's. I don't know what's going on with this Moutier thing. Yo, for real, Moutier is garbage trash. Like, he's hot trash. Like, he's like, yo, every time I be watching the play, I be like, man, he's just trash, bro. Like, and I'm not trying to say he's trash. Like, he wouldn't do his thing on West 4th Street. He probably kill West 4th Street, but Jesus, this guy, he's not an NBA player.
He was brutal tonight, man. He was brutal.
Tonight,
man.
His last couple games, but, you know.
True.
I mean, I'm not going to get into all of that. Hopefully, Kadeem Allen to come back up. before his 45 days up. I'm not gonna keep you guys, man, but I just want to say, yeah, as far as Fizdale, man, I like his demeanor. I like where we headed moving forward. He's showing that he is on board with the development. He's not getting frustrated. He's giving these guys confidence. These guys come out and they're showing progress. So, you know, Nick Nation, I don't know who y'all guys want if we don't get Zion. Right now, like I said before, I'm still liking Romeo Langford as a sleeper if we drop down. But I think Romeo Langford.
We didn't ask Tommy Bear about Romeo, man. I hope you checked out that episode with Tommy Bear, Kareem.
No, that was a really good one. Check
Tommy Bear on yesterday.
Okay, Tommy Bear.
So it's up in the, if you click on the eye icon at the top right hand side of your screen, you'll see the video. Just click on that video, you'll see the whole interview.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, right, I'm going to check that out for sure, man. You guys have a good night, man. Yo, peace.
Yes, sir. Right. Appreciate it, man. All right, that was Kareem with an endorsement for Dotson and Fizz. He said stay patient with Fizz, Jails.
Yeah, man. I'm going to stay patient with Fizz. I'm going to be a little harsher next season.
Yeah.
But I want to see what the talent level is, too. I really want to see what the talent level is. I really want to see what these guys do. Like, if Dotson – because right now it looks like the front runners for next season – to actually take a step is Mitch, Dotson, and Trier. Like, mm-hmm. those guys, like, I feel like if I can put some money down on them and they're going to produce next season. Everybody else is kind of like nothing in. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Absolutely, man. Hey, listen, like I said, Dotson is going to be a good rotational piece, man. No doubt about it. Got to hold on to him.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's going to deliver, man. He's going to deliver. Like Dotson a lot, man. Shout out everybody in the chat. Amazement 77, Frank Matos, Jaden Diaz says, when are we going to play statement games? You know what? We'll announce it in a couple minutes because I know it's going to start getting late and people got work at school tomorrow. So we'll announce the winners of the hat in a little bit. On the Moody 8 topic, on the point guard topic of the whole Jails, you know, DSJ also looked a bit gassed. And it seems like that's part of an issue, an ongoing issue with DSJ, man. Such a young guy, and they're talking about he might not be in shape. They're saying he's sneaking away, eating McDonald's late night. I don't know what's going on.
Wait. I must have missed this. I need to catch stuff.
Yeah, this one was a sleeper. A lot of people didn't catch it, but they were asking DSJ about, because a couple games ago, I guess he didn't finish a few games, and he's saying that the front office or management is a little bit concerned with his conditioning at this moment. They're getting him. They got him a nutritionist. Make sure he's eating right.
Oh yeah, he was downplaying it, right?
He was downplaying it.
They catch that. Y'all need some stuff sometimes, and I put it in the back of my mind.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He was downplaying it. He was kind of saying that he really didn't. I guess maybe he reported wrong or something. He was kind of saying his diet wasn't that bad.
Yeah. But he was downplaying it.
Speaking of McDonald's. That was a new.
Yeah, he was downplaying. I was like, yo, I really hope he ain't eating that McDonald's, dog. Come on, man.
McDonald's is not. I heard Bojangles was his joint, right? That was
Yeah, he's from the South, man. So, yeah, you know, in the South, you got all every chicken joint you could find in the South, man. I used to live in Atlanta, so that was. Yeah, man. But, yeah, I mean, you know, it's definitely surprising. Because the same thing with Moutier that came in last year. He was out of shape and this, that, and the third, but. Got our guards got to be tip top physical shape, man.
Definitely.
Got to be.
Got to keep out with these guys and play the full 30, maybe 40 if we need you.
Absolutely.
You can't be taking these plays off on the defensive end because you ain't in shape with little jangle.
Absolutely, man. shout out everybody in the chat once again. Let's go to the West Coast, Jails. Let's go to Craig in Arizona. He wants to talk about the game overall. And Mitch, Craig, how you feeling, bro?
Hold on one second. I'm going to get my plug real quick.
Yeah, go ahead, bro. Yo, Craig, you there? I don't know what happened to Craig, man. Craig must have fell out eating his Bojangles, bro. Craig, are you with us? Yeah, Craig. Craig got a call back, man.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, man. Loud and clear. What happened to you, bro? Yo, Craig, we're here, man. What's good, bro?
Nope.
Yeah. Craig dropped. Craig, you can call back, man. I don't know what happened to Craig. All right, let's go to Connecticut, Jails. Ken from Connecticut wants to talk about the draft and RJ Barrett. Craig, what's going on, bro?
Hi.
I mean, Ken, what's going on?
Hi.
you hear me?
What's going on, bro?
Yeah.
Nope. Yeah, go ahead, bro.
I have a question.
Okay.
Do you see Mitchell Robinson as more of who was it? Clint Capela, or do you see him more as Rudy Gobert?
That's a good question. He's a little bit of both. You know, he's a little bit of both at this moment. Right now, he's Mitchell Robinson, man.
Yeah. You should be asking Clint Capela like Mitch.
Yeah.
that's what you
exactly, man. Facts. All right, so we lost Craig, and that was Ken's question. Okay. Okay, JLs. All right, let's talk about this Dolan thing real quick. Let's move it around. Shout out to everybody in the chat. Hit that thumbs up button for your boys. Definitely subscribe to the channel. Number one post game show on YouTube.
Back
CP from Knicks Fan TV. My man JLs from the Nick of Time Show. We are recapping the game, hearing from live callers, live fan reactions, giving their opinions on the state of the team. And yeah, man, this is the Sunday night post game show.
Yeah, I made it.
Jay Ellis graces us with his presence on this Sunday. Thank you, Jay Ellis. Thank you, man.
Welcome.
Yeah, man. All right. Let's play this. Let's play this Dolan soundbite, and let's react to it, Jay Ellis.
Sell the team. Anything guys to sell the team? You want to not come to any more games?
Why?
Yeah, that's ruined. No, it's not an opinion. And you know what? Enjoy watching them on TV.
Him. Him. Why?
Bring him. Yeah, him. Hold him for Kevin. Hold him for Kevin. Hold him for Kevin.
Hey, one more time.
Sell the team! Anything guys can sell the team? You want to not come to any more games?
Why?
Yeah, that's ruined. No, it's not an opinion. And you know what? Enjoy watching them on TV.
Him. Him. Why?
He said enjoy watching them on TV. Then the last henchman, JL, said go get Kevin. And that's when the camera cuts. I want to know what happened with Kevin, man.
Kevin's the dude.
Who's Kevin?
You don't want Kevin.
Who's Kevin?
Kevin is here.
Yeah. You don't want to know Kevin.
Yeah, if Kevin is there, you don't want to be there.
Kev is a goon, man.
Yes.
I think Kevin is in the basement lurking.
Everybody knows the Kevin that's wild.
Yeah. Yeah, everybody knows the Kevin that's wild is right. You're definitely right on that, man. All right, JLs. You saw what happened. Dolan's walking away. Shout out my guy Barry, too. Barry, the scoreboard guy, was just walking past, minding his own business. But Dolan is walking. The fan tells him to sell the team. They suspect that he banned the fan. They said that security came and got his ID. What do you think, man?
I just hate that it's drama. That's where I hate that this is like a thing now. It's like one more thing that somebody talk bad about the Knicks about. One more thing for like free agents possibly talk about. That's what I really don't like. But at the same time, I feel like you can't don't be all disrespectful like that, man. Like people do that I understand. Everybody, you all want Dolan to sell the team for our integrity and that. I understand that, but yeah, fine line, man. Like, hold it to yourself. Hold that to yourself. Hold that thought to yourself. You already know who this guy is. Like, I don't know. I don't even think he should have been banned for life. I think that might be a little harsh. You know, like, get out of here. Leave it be.
Yo, I mean, this is my thing, man. This is my thing. You can't – we are in a place right now. We are trying to repair our image of a dysfunctional franchise with a dysfunctional management team led by a dysfunctional owner. We are trying to shed that negative stereotype of this team. And not really a stereotype. Because like they say, Dales, most stereotypes have a little bit of truth to it, right? So those stereotypes about us is a bit true. So you have to be cognizant of that as an owner. You had the Oakley situation last year, right? Now you have this.
Yeah.
You're trying to clean house. You have the Porzingis thing that's lingering this year. All the KD Kyrie rumors, positive or negative. It's too much negativity,
too much.
Man. And we're trying to get rid of that.
It.
Yeah, of that stigma. So while he is the owner and he has every right, listen, this is his team, it's his building. I don't know if he has the right to ban the guy. We don't know what happened. They did collect his ID and took his picture. And I don't know what happened with Kevin. Kevin, you know, might have washed him up in the basement.
Nah, he can ban him. He can definitely ban him.
Right.
He owns the building.
Right.
Ban him.
That's what I would think. Private enterprise, he could probably ban him, but I'm not sure.
It's just like, is that you want to go, that's your go-to? You want to go to every time? You know what I'm saying? Like,
You can't treat the customers. See, this is the problem. Because if they're a cash cow and they're bleeding money, not bleeding in a bad way, but money coming out their ears.
They don't care.
Clearly. You know what I mean? Because it's not going to hurt the bottom line. They're the most valuable franchise in the NBA, Jales. You know what I'm saying? This is the problem. So when it comes to treating the fans well and customer service, that becomes secondary to his feelings. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't care about the fans, to be honest. Listen, if you're going to be man enough to say something like that to the owner of the team, listen, it comes with territory, man.
I think that's where I am with it. That's where I am with it. Like,
territory.
Personally, if somebody attacks you,
yeah,
like you expect something back, I kind of live by that rule in general. So that's why I'm not like super appalled by with Dolan's reaction. It's just like, I just hate the coverage, really. That's what it is.
That's what it is. That's what it is.
Coverage,
forget the fan. I don't care about that, dude. You know what I mean? That's the price you pay.
You want
to be funny and shoot a video and let it go viral. And it definitely went viral, man. Y'all check it out on Knicks Fan TV, man. They got almost damn near a million views from last night. But, you know, it's just not what we need. We just don't need it.
Yeah, we don't need it, man. That's that. And that's also the price Dolan kind of pays for reacting, man. It's still that double-edged sword, too. Because I always say this. Like, if you yell something crazy to somebody in the street and somebody reacts to you crazy, you kind of almost got it coming.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know. You don't know what that person is, what he did that day, how bad he feels. His mama feels like, you know, cursing out that morning and he was already in the bathroom. And then you call them, now you call them. Like, you just don't know. But at the same time, you're a public figure, so sometimes when you react like that, you can expect a huge reaction as well.
He can't have that happen, man. And you know what the funny thing is, Jales, is that they try to be so protective from a PR standpoint. You see, Bondi got banned.
Yeah.
You know, which again, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. With Bonnie, but it's just the principle. And they try to be so guarded when it comes to their PR, but it's like the owner continues to throw that whole shit out the window, man.
Yeah, man.
Continues to just throw it all out the window, man.
Yeah, like, I don't really blame Dolan for doing it, but I wish he would think more strategically. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think that's what I'm landing with right. I think it was like, all right, this is what's happening right now, but I wish he was kind of more aware of the brand of the Knicks and how he needs to move to protect that brand and, you know, prepare the image moving forward.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if he's aware of that totally.
Facts. I mean, it's almost like, does he even care? You know, is he selling the team? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's another question. That's speculatory. Some people say he is, and he's just kind of keeping it on the hush because he can't really say anything about Sonny.
Right.
But I don't know.
It's true.
How long has he had a team?
Oh, man. Dolan's been in charge.
Yeah.
Maybe 9-6, 9-7.
Yo, shout out to Jaden for joining us. Subscribe to the channel.
Jaden Diaz. Salute Jaden Diaz. Yeah, that's just our takes, man. You just can't have that when we're trying to rebuild our image. You got to be more cognizant of that. And especially an organization that is so guarded from a PR standpoint, they try to spin everything. And the owner just, you take 1 foot forward, the owner kicks you 10 feet down a flight of steps.
We need like a PR, person.
But they have
one. Dolan's like media training.
They got one of the best. You see it, their players are not even allowed on these shows.
What about Dolan? Did Dolan know?
Dolan, I remember when the Oakley thing went down, they had him on, he's done Francesa before, he's done Michael Kay before. When the Oakley thing went down, he did it, and he came with, like, a written statement, you know, threw Oakley completely under the bus.
I don't know, man. I think somebody close to Dolan just needs to have that one-on-one with him. Like, listen, man.
Can't have it.
I know you want to react this way. We trying to get KD, bro.
Gotta relax, man. Yeah. Do you think this is? I don't think this has anything to do with free agency, though. To be honest with you, I don't think so. I don't think these guys really get that crazy with the owner. You know, if LeBron could go back to Dan Cleveland to Dan Gilbert, anything's possible.
I'm saying, yeah, of course, anything's possible. You just want to have that reputation. You already have a bad reputation, so anything after that looks suspect. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, you know, you can have, I don't know, like, you if you're coming from jail and then somebody's, I don't know, something comes up missing. Like, you already got three strikes on you. They're going to be looking at you like you did it. Like, so even if it's not completely your fault or your fault, you already have three strikes, you don't want to give more people more doubt.
It's true.
Yeah, I move different.
That's facts. Will, break it down for us, man. Will from LI wants to talk about the fiasco. Will, how you feeling, bro?
Yo, what up, CPJS? How y'all doing?
How you doing, man?
I'm all right, man. Listen, man, I'm exactly with you. I'm just sick of it. I'm just sick of the bad publicity, right? It blew up on Twitter. A boy was sending it to me, right? I checked online a couple of hours ago, New York Post writing an article about how, you know, Dolan, his pettiness can really threaten the fans. It's just the media keeps going at it. I'm not saying he doesn't deserve it, right? Because the Oakley thing wasn't cool. Then they start talking about how he was sleeping on game four when we were in the Pacers. Last time we were in the playoffs, he was sleeping in game four and all this other stuff. It's like, listen, man, he told everybody, listen, I'm going to just put it to the side. I won't meddle, right? For the most part, I think he's done that. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong. I haven't seen him do anything. I haven't seen him, you know, if anything, he kind of helped us out when it came to the Phil Jackson thing and Phil wanted to trade Porzingis. And he was like, you know what, Phil, you got to go. And, I mean, we traded him anyway, but, knowing Phil, he would have gotten pennies on the dollar for that, you know. So, for the most part, he's a trust fund baby, yes. You know, he doesn't really care about, you know, the team. You know, last time I went to the game, I had a couple from the Ukraine tell me how they wanted to come here just to see Madison Square Garden. Like, no matter what,
it's
like,
an attraction.
It's always filled up. Like, MSC will always sell tickets. Just like you said, it's the number one wealth in the
most valuable team in the
league.
Or
something like that. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So, he doesn't care. So ultimately, I feel like the fans just need to leave him alone, and then he'll just, you know, stay out of it, cut the check, and, you know, and let, you know, Ninja P, and, you know, what's it called, do the stuff. Just let him go. Talking about how he basically cost us Steve Kerr, and that Steve Kerr would have came, but he wasn't really feeling Dolan. It's just like, it's too much, man. Ultimately, leave Dolan alone. Let him get his little stuff going. I think he had like four chicks with him. I don't know if that was family or whatever. He was trying to have a fun night, whatever. Just let Dolan do him. We do us. and then, you know, that's all to it, man. But that's all I wanted to say, man. I'm just sick of it too, man.
Appreciate
also,
it. Yeah.
Hello. Oh yeah. Also, yeah, I was gonna say the statement games. I think I killed that in terms of the rankings.
Okay.
I'll be waiting to see.
I'm out here. Okay.
It all worked. It all worked the plan today. Also, and I'm also gonna be there Friday, so I'll see you guys. All right, keep up the good work. I love y'all. Keep going.
Appreciate it, bro. Appreciate it, man. That was Will J. Ellis. Right after he said that's all I have, he came back with two more points.
Exactly.
He was confident in statement games.
Yeah, exactly. He's all right. That's my hat.
Statement games. Let's hear from Ari on this fiasco. Ari, what do you think about this, man?
Hey, what's up, guys? What do I think about this? So,
yeah.
You know, I think James Dolan honestly gets a bad rep. At least now, I understand why, like, you know, 10 years ago with everything that's going on then. But now, since he stopped meddling, I think he gets a bad rep. And I think what people fail to understand is that, you know, James Dolan technically owns the team, but it's a publicly traded company. Madison Square Garden Company owns the Knicks. Therefore, it's them and the Raptors are the only two teams in the league that are publicly traded. Therefore, perception matters. So that's the reason why James Dolan historically has kept the PR so tight, has always tried to micromanage what the perception of the Knicks were, and it put a lot of pressure on the basketball side of things, right? But that's not basically his – it's not really his fault. It's more about the position. Like, I understand why he did that. Also, what I think people forget is that I know Carmelo loves James Dolan, and I know that Tyson Chandler loves James Dolan because he used to charter his plane to send Tyson Chandler – to go visit his mom in the hospital. So, you know, he has good relationships with players. I think a lot of the problem is, you know, the Oakley thing was obviously a mess, and that was terrible. And then, you know, people just make fun of James Dolan for, like, the Knicks always suck. But I think that, like, if you look into it and see the position he's in, you know, it's a unique position to own a publicly traded company in New York City, you know what I mean? And he, as you know, he didn't buy the team. He inherited it. So he kind of, like, you know, who knows if he really wants this team, you know? So what do you guys think about that?
No, I think you're right, man. I think you're right. It's definitely not a good look as a publicly traded company. As the representative of the shareholders, is definitely not a good look, especially when they're trying to – their goal is to maximize every dollar. But how much is this really going to affect the stock when the building is selling out every game still?
Yeah.
You know?
Right. So, probably not. Yeah.
Exactly. Like all that happened with Charles Oakley, and people still packing it out.
People
that was the worst PR of the last 20 years.
Yeah.
I mean, that was that and you know, what the Isaiah Thomas stuff.
Yeah, the Isaiah Thomas stuff was where it all started, where it got really bad. But you know, people also have to understand, like we as Knicks fans, because we James Dolan is our owner, we never worry about the luxury tax. He always pays people. He usually pays people too much. Like, you know, he's not frugal with his money. And, you know, I think I think the insiders in the NBA know about this, like, better than we do it. I don't think he's going to scare away players the way, you know, other fans are going to – other fans think he is. I don't think that's the case.
Listen, what I'll say about the guy is he will do anything to win. He just made the wrong decisions to get there. Point blank, period.
Right.
If basketball didn't have a salary cap, we would be the Yankees. Put it that way, because this guy would pay anybody anything to come here and win. It's just within the confines of the game, the rules of the game, he has not managed it well, or the people who he's put in charge haven't managed it well. You know,
but he's not managing the basketball anymore. It's Ninja P's show now. It's not Dolan anymore. You know, he lets them do whatever they want.
Right.
Yeah.
That's true.
The other thing I just wanted to touch on real quick also is, did you guys see the Duke Carolina game? Yeah,
I did.
I kind of like Cam Reddish, man. I'm not gonna lie. I know. I was watching. I like Barrett also, but for different reasons. But I was watching the draft thing that you had with Tommy Beer or whatever. Yo, I think Cam Reddish is out of all three of them is the most skilled one by far right now out of all three of them. Like Zion's the freak athlete. The reason why I like Barrett is because of his mentality. He's got like that Mamba mentality kind of feel to him.
That's why I like Barrett. That's why I like Barrett.
Yeah, yeah, he's got that, like, assassin, like, you know, heart. He's got that dog in him, right? But I think Reddish has the most, is, like, the most polished, for sure. I think he could be a really good NBA player. I think Tommy Beer's sleeping on him.
I hope so, man, and appreciate the call, Ari. You know, the knock with Cam JLS is just his inconsistency, you know, and whether that is a product of having to share the ball with R.J. Barrett and Zion. Does he have those Knox tendencies with his motor?
Yeah.
Those negative aspects. But you heard Spencer. Spencer came on and thought he could have been the most talented of the three in terms of just overall game.
Yeah, you know, that's a fact.
Yeah, being able to shoot it.
It's all about what you value, man. It's like what do you value? What do you believe in? Like, what do you believe is going to develop first? Because you develop the, do you feel like the mindset is more important, or do you believe the skill set is more important?
Facts. I just feel like, you know, he just could be a guy that should probably stay longer, but it's not going to stay longer, so it's going to take a little bit more time to develop at the next level. You know, that's how I kind of see Reddish, man. I just feel like RJ's a gamer, though.
Yeah, but he – oh, man.
I know he does some
he's a gamer, but he's still, man. Oh, I know he's a gamer. I know he's number two, but he still makes me nervous, man.
Tim Hardaway Jr.
He still makes me nervous. This past – like, his decision-making makes me a little bit nervous.
Yeah. Hey, man. Ja Morant had another nasty game.
Yeah.
Leading his team to the March Madness. Ja Morant puts in, 36 points? 36 points. Low assist numbers.
Three assists.
He had 8 the night before that.
Morant looking good, man. He goes to the hole a lot.
He's fearless.
He is fearless. I'm just glad to see him in the dance, man.
Yep, you're going to get a whole lot of them.
Because the knock has always been, oh, he doesn't perform against competition and da-da-da. And then he's done it every time he's played it, he's to perform. So let's really see what it is right now.
Exactly.
If he can put up these certain type of numbers.
Yeah, man. As we hear the sirens by JL's crib, I hope everything's okay with you.
Yeah.
If you need time, if you need to go, let me know. You know, I'll put the show on pause. We're going to get the statement game.
All my warrants are paid.
If you hit a helicopter a little too close, JLs, just let me know, man. Just give them the password.
Yo, it's kind of funny. We haven't heard sirens in a while, actually.
Yeah.
It's
been a minute, man. It's been a minute.
Oh, you know what? It was winter. That's what it was.
That's it.
It was cold.
That's it, man. Shout out to everybody in the chat once again. This is Knicks Post Game Live, number one post game show on YouTube for the fans, by the fans. You just heard from Ari weigh in on the Dolan fiasco. You heard from Will from LI weigh in on the Dolan fiasco. You know, everybody's weighing in, man.
Yeah, definitely, yo, for those, yo, definitely check out the Sacramento post-game live featuring Tommy Beer.
Tommy Beer, yeah.
Really, really, really good episode. I feel like it's not getting that much love right now. It's got a good, decent amount of love, but I feel like it needs a lot more than what it's got.
Yeah. Hey, listen, those who saw it live appreciated it. It was definitely a great segment. Like I said, you can catch it on the Nick of Time show. You could also catch it in this show menu, top right-hand side, in the eye icon. You could catch it. It's one of the first video links there. Our interview with Tommy Beer is really good. Really, really good, man. And we're going to continue with the draft. You know, we're in March now. March Madness is starting up. Selection Sunday is next Sunday, week from today. So we got conference tournaments. It's a good time of year. This is one I really like. College basketball, man. The conference tournaments and then into March Madness. So,
yeah.
Definitely going to be a good one. All right, let's give away this hat as we are running through the program here. Make sure you guys hit that thumbs up button for your boys. And make sure you guys are subscribing to both channels. Okay, JL, statement games.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see who's going to go home with this Nick snapback hat.
All right.
Let's go. Shout out Nick Reyes, Mark Salido, Statement Games. Will from LI is confident that he won. Sorry, Will. Actually, yeah. Will did win.
Okay. Oh,
No. Pause. He didn't win the hat yet. He won his contest. All right, so let me get into everything, all right? There were six total contests. Six total contests that we have. It's about 12 players to a contest. So once a contest fills up, we move you guys to another one and so on and so forth. So we had six total contests. The top from each contest will win an NBA store gift card. Contest one, it was Nostradamus. Nostradamus wins the NBA store gift card. Contest two, we had two winners of the NBA store gift card. It was Will from LI and Aaron Nurse. Okay. Contest three, BXPRJ goes home with the NBA store gift card. Congratulations, BXPRJ. He scored 43 points. Contest four, Enzo954.
Okay, Enzo.
Enzo954. He's in your chat, Jails?
I know he's in my chat all the time. All
right, so Enzo954 goes home with an NBA store gift card, and he will also be in the drawing. BXPRJ wins contest five, so he goes home with two NBA store gift cards. By the way, you can play more than once, people. You can play a game more than once. So, for example, BXPRJ, who won a hat the last game, just won two NBA store gift cards and has a chance to win this hat. So when we tell you guys to sign up and play, sign up and play. Contest six, T. Williams, who's a perennial winner on this show, JLS. T. Williams goes home with another NBA store gift card. Jeez. So I think T. Williams, I don't know how many he's gotten so far, but he'll have enough for a jersey.
Wow.
And T. Williams wins his contest six. The top three of each contest are going to go into the drawing, but it's the winners of each contest that actually get the gift cards. Okay? So the remaining winners that are going into the drawing for the hat, TM, BroTCamp23, Aaron Nurse, this guy's name is Wild, D. Pacheco, Odision, Jules Bienefield, LT Butkus 3457, Amaze, yeah, I didn't want to say that, my bad, but he keeps winning. I always have to say his name. Amazement 717, Alex from Ireland, Alex Collins,
hey,
is the finalist. BXPRJ once again, Bree Baz, and Super Ray 7. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to enter the participant names in the Name Picker Ninja Jails.
Okay.
Who you think's going to take it?
I'm going for Enzo.
You going for Enzo?
Yeah.
Enzo, you feeling lucky, man? How you feeling, Enzo? How are you feeling right now? Let me go to the contest picker. All right, Jails. Give me a countdown or something, man. Give me a countdown. Let's get the suspense going.
Oh, Alex, too. That's my guy, too. Okay.
Yeah,
oh,
Alex Collins,
right,
man.
Oh, you know, a countdown?
Yeah, give me a countdown.
All right. 10, 9, 8.
Start from 5.
5, okay. 4, 3, 2, 1.
All right, here we go. And the winner of the statement game snapback goes to Will from LI.
Will from LI
gets it. Congratulations to Will.
Let's go, Will. Yeah, you did that.
Good job, Will. Good job, man. Good job, bro.
Will hold out my chat. That's right.
Wow. Good job, Will. That was a good one. He predicted he was going to win, Jay Ellis, and he takes it home. He's in my chat. He's in your chat. He's in both chats right now, claiming his victory. He's in two of your chats right now.
He got two laptops open? Like,
good job, Will. Congratulations to Will. So
I told y'all.
Wow. Walk-off. Will with the walk-off, man. He was confident, Jay Ellis.
Yo, he told you. Jump. This is mine. I'm claiming it, speaking it into existence.
He was confident, man. Will from Long Island goes home with an NBA store gift card and the hat. Congratulations to Will. Congratulations to everybody else who took home the gift card. Nostradamus once again wins. Will from LI gets a gift card. Aaron Nurse, BXPRJ gets two. Enzo954 gets one. And T. Williams gets another one. That statement games, man. That statement game. Yao Song says, "I just joined the site." so we got another one. We got another believer, man. Hey, man.
It's real.
It's free to play. You can play more than once.
Word.
We got prizes to give away. Shout out Shells. Shells donated that hat, so this goes to this goes in the pot for the viewers. And I think we got two more prizes, two more contests to play before the season is up. Yo, congrats, Will, man. Congratulations once again. All right, JL, let's wrap it up with a couple more calls. Craig is back from Arizona. He wants to talk about Mitch. Craig, how you feeling?
How's it going, guys?
Good. How you feeling, man?
Oh, not bad. Hey, I just wanted to talk about one thing.
Mm-hmm.
And that was with Mitch.
Yep.
It's a little hard hearing you guys, but it's all right.
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay.
But, hey, I wanted to say, if I was in the Knicks position right now, can you hear me?
He took me. Yep. I was like, I don't know. Craig, man, you get your point. We hear you, man. We hear you, man. We can't wait that long, man. We can't wait that long. You got to call back, Craig. My fault. Julian from Westchester wants to talk about the Dolan video. Julian, how you feeling, bro?
Hey, fellas, I'm all right. You know, I can safely say that I did not watch this game. I have given up on the Knicks until Frank comes.
You protest until Frank comes back, man?
That's my protest. You know, this Moody thing has to start, but I'm done with this for this season for now.
Yeah.
No, the whole Dolan thing. You know, I got a couple of, 3 points to get to really fast. And, do you guys really think this has any bearing on free agency? Because if
no.
KD and Kyrie want to come, they've already, figured it out. They're like, yep, we're
yeah.
coming. Just do this. Doesn't matter.
I wouldn't worry about it. I wouldn't worry about it.
Yeah, and that goes to my second point, which is, if he really cared about, the team's image anymore, which I think he doesn't. I really do.
You know
maybe
yeah,
not this year.
Just wasn't good judgment, man.
Nah. Maybe not this year, maybe not next year, but I really think the guy's going to do it.
All right, man. Yo, call back, Julian, because your connection was bad too, man. It was just bad judgment, JLs.
Yeah.
Just bad judgment. That's all.
Yeah, it was bad judgment.
You know, that's all we say.
Let's turn this thing around. Get this PR back on track. You're doing well.
Yeah.
You're doing well. We don't need it. We don't need a Dolan viral moment every year.
Right.
You can take a year off.
Because you know what it is, man? Because it's just like, yo, it's just been. Even look at the free agency rumors as negativity because it's just so OD. And I just feel like the whole basketball world is just waiting for us to lose out on the
yeah, man.
To be like, what happened to the Knicks? You know what I mean? So
yeah,
I almost
wait, they got the headlines written already.
I view the rumors as a negative as well. So I just feel like, you know, he was lacking judgment and, you know, wasn't the right thing to do, but he has every right to do it. And for the fan, hey, listen, you know, that'll happen. That'll happen, man.
Yeah, that'll definitely happen.
Yeah.
I just want 1 year without Dolan.
Just give us 1 year, man. All right, I think we got one more call coming in, and then we'll wrap up. Once again, shout out everybody in the chat. Yeah, Song, what's going on? TM, the Shells, what up? Oscar J, what's going on? The Shooter 911, BKB, T Williams. Hey, you guys want to learn how to play statement games, man? You got to talk to T Williams. You guys in the chat better ask T Williams what the secret sauce is.
Man, if I'm T Williams, I ain't telling y'all nothing. Figure that out.
T Williams got the secret sauce. Dave.
Word, you gotta do my statement games masterclass and pay $4.99.
Facts. All right, so Dave is saying that the phones are choppy, so seems like it's an issue on our end.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Maybe not with
sorry,
Craig. Craig, I'm sorry, man, but you gotta, you know, gotta speed up the points, man. You gotta speed up the points, Craig. All right, let's see. If we don't have anything in the Q&A, we'll go ahead and wrap up to the next game, which is what, Tuesday?
Yeah, next game is I think Young Simba said Tuesday.
Tuesday. Okay.
So I'm guessing he means because the next game is Tuesday.
All right, cool. Let's check these questions here. Hit that thumbs up button one more time for your boys. Definitely appreciate the support. TM was talking about the Dolan situation. Says we have an important summer coming up. Dolan has to open his mouth. God forbid he ignores the fan. Loves giving the media more ammunition against us. And he's right, JLs. Can't have it, man.
Yeah, he's banning everybody from coming to the Garden. He's banning himself. Like, just don't speak to fans, man.
Just don't speak to the fans, man.
Unless they give you a compliment. Yeah. Dolan, I love what you're doing. All right.
That's it, man. All right, JLs, let's wrap it up early. We got an early start to the week coming up. Let me before we wrap up, let me do one more thing. Let me show you guys the watch party.
Oh yeah.
Give me a second here. Shout out everybody in the chat one more time. Shout out Knicks fan TB Dave. Appreciate it, Dave.
That's the fact. Shout out to Dave, Jack, Craig. All you guys hold it down, man. Thank you, man.
Okay, so the watch party that Ari was referring to will be this Friday. The watch party is this Friday, Knicks versus Spurs in New York City. If you're in the tri-state area, come through. Will from LI just said he is buying shots for the first 50 people that get there. First 50 people, Will from LI, the winner of this snapback and the NBA store gift card, said he's buying shots.
Is he paying the gift card?
Yeah, I think he's going to use the gift card to purchase shots at the establishment. So we're looking forward to that. Shout out to Will for confirming that. Just shot me a text. Yeah, so it's going to be at 210 West 35th Street in the city, New York City. It's called John Sullivan's. It's the bar. Free to get in, bring cash. Portion of the proceeds are going to go to the Garden of Dreams Foundation. Last watch party that we did, Knicks versus Dallas, we were able to donate about $700. So people walked home with gifts, a lot of gifts, jerseys, gift cards, stuff like that. So, yeah, it's a good time. It's a good time. So definitely hope we'll see you guys there. Will, we will see you there, man, and can't wait to have a drink. On Will, you know, thanks, man. Thanks a lot, Will. Thanks for supporting the show. All right, JLs, man. Go ahead and wrap up, bro.
All right. So listen up, man. Podcast is dropping on Tuesday. No fret, it is coming. All you gotta do is hit the link in the bio. Hit the description in the bio, and it can take you to my SoundCloud, soundcloud.com/Time Show. If you just can't wait for it to get to YouTube, it will be on SoundCloud, iTunes, Spotify, Google Play on Tuesday. And if you wait until Wednesday/Thursday, then you can watch the video on YouTube channel and catch that. Also, look out for the merch. The merch is coming soon. I know the Trey writes out half my merch, but more merch is on the way. I am working on it. Also, check the blogs from my guy, Ryan G, working mad hard, NickTimeShow.com. You can see all of his blogs and all his thoughts on Frank and Mitch and all that stuff. And, yeah, that's all. That's all I got right now. All those links in the description. And follow me on Facebook, Twitter. Where else am I? Instagram. There you go. Links in the description to all those social medias. Back to you, CP.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you, JLs, man.
All right.
And, hey, man, appreciate everybody for watching tonight. Hey, another tough loss, but a win for the Tech. Oh, JLs, Phoenix won tonight, JLs.
Same word.
Phoenix Suns have defeated the Golden State Warriors, upset City on the road.
What?
On the road, man. So, a little bit of breathing room for the tank as we continue on, man. But, yeah. Knicks lose to Soto, 103-92. Outstanding game by Damian Dotson, 26 points, 6 rebounds, 6 assists. Damian Mitchell Robinson, Money Mitch, the Block Ness Monster, 8 points, 10 boards, 5 block shots for the Block Ness Monster. Continue the conversation on Twitter. If you guys want to keep up with us on Twitter, we have private Twitter groups set up. Share this video on Twitter with the hashtag PostGameNYK, and we will add you to the private Twitter group. Get your Mitch Please t-shirts and hoodies in the video description in the store. All money comes back to the channel. We're raising money for the channel so we can do bigger and better things. As you see, we've been evolving and coming up over time, so your support goes a long way, and we appreciate it. Audio format of the show: Spotify, Google Play, Stitcher, Alexa, if you have an Alexa at home, and iTunes. Check us out on the Knicks Fan TV. You catch this show in audio format when you're at work. And yeah, man. Overall, J. Ellis, man, good show. They call me Will. Will from LI is going home once again with his snapback. And yeah, man, congratulations once again to Will. Congratulations to everybody that played statement games and won the NBA store gift cards. And that's it, man. Make sure you guys, once again, hit that thumbs up for you boys. Hit that subscribe button. Joe Curry, appreciate it. TM, appreciate it. Frank Matos, who you got in your chat, Shales?
Oh, man. They call me Tackle Now Always. Welcome to LI in both chats. I see you. Enzo is in the game. King Close. Craig Williams on One Nigga Time Show. Follow what's going on, man. Always hold me down. Ran Naga. That was kind of close. Victor Thompson, Young Simba, I think he's in the radio. Nick, thanks for holding down, man.
Yeah, man. So, once again, we will see you Tuesday night. Road trip continues. And, yeah, man, you guys have a productive week, man. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for the support. See you guys next time. Peace. All right.